Each weekend, CBS correspondent Charles Kuralt is in New York to host the program CBS Sunday Morning. But during the week, he's often on the road, usually a back road. This week, CBS is presenting a Kuralt retrospective. Our TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
The last few months, I felt more like a funeral director than a critic. We've had to bury Hill Street Blues, Prairie Home Companion, and Our World. Now, thank goodness, comes a broadcasting event that's a celebration and a show that's very much alive after 20 glorious years. Well, maybe calling it a show is pushing things a bit. Wednesday night, CBS is presenting a primetime special called 20 Years on the Road with Charles Kuralt. It honors that series of offbeat, off-the-beaten-path stories that Kuralt started doing for the CBS Evening News back when Lyndon Johnson was still in the White House. It's possible, and even probable, that Kuralt has been able to pursue his on-the-road pieces for so long because it keeps him and CBS at a comfortable distance. He doesn't have to deal with a network on a daily basis, and they don't have to deal with him. The stories he turns in never have news hooks, so they can be used or held in reserve until a few minutes of lighter, happier material is called for. For Kuralt, it's a dream job. He and photographer Izzy Bleckman and sound engineer Larry Gianeschi tour the back roads of America in a van and talk to people the evening news would otherwise ignore. Some of the more eccentric ones are even ignored by their own small-town neighbors, but Kuralt gives each person he encounters a large dose of respect. That's the difference between on the road and such forgettable imitations as real people. In this week's collage of on-the-road reports of the last 20 years, you'll meet Esther Wright of St. Petersburg, Florida, otherwise known as the Bird Lady, who rides around town on her bike feeding animals. And John Volker, a Michigan Supreme Court justice and novelist who walked away from his careers once he had enough money to do what he always wanted to do, fish for trout every day of the season. Many people feel that Kuralt has the best job in television, but in the report on that trout fisherman, you sense that Kuralt knows of at least one man who's got it even better. TV news would be a lot less compassionate, though, if Kuralt were fishing for trout instead of stories. Doing sentimental stories well isn't one of the strong points of a network news organization, as they proved last year on a massive scale with their brain-dead feature stories about the Statue of Liberty celebration. Kuralt, though, is a master. It's not just that Kuralt finds such interesting people. What counts most is what he does when he finds them. Most of the time, he lets them speak for themselves in accents and uninterrupted thoughts seldom heard on the evening news. One of the stories in this week's anthology is about Nick and Tony Venatucci, two farmers in Colorado Springs who plant acres of pumpkins each fall so local kids can come out and take home the pumpkin of their dreams for free. Kuralt talks to the brothers about why they do this, and then he just stands back and observes the kids. The images are priceless, but Kuralt's narration is pretty special too.
We watched LaDonna Bearden, 6 years old, dance across the furrows toward the one out of so many thousands that she had identified from afar as the perfect pumpkin. We watched Andy Salazar, 6 years old, pumpkinless, among those who had already found their pumpkins, bump along, studying the ground, until he too found bright orange fulfillment.
Many of the stories in this 20-year anniversary special will be familiar because a lot of Kuralt's on-the-road reports are impossible to forget. The one I wish was included, though, is an early story Kuralt did about the amazing swimming pig some Midwestern farmer talked Kuralt into filming and putting on the air. It wasn't until after the report was broadcast by CBS that Kuralt heard from farmers all over the country, all bearing the same message. "You idiot," they told him, "all pigs can swim." Kuralt likes to tell that story, and I think he likes it because it goes to the heart of what he's been proving for 20 years with his on-the-road stories. Just because some guys have the cameras and the microphones, it doesn't mean they have all the answers.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.